The first thing to remember is how to protect yourself. Lolo and I faced off in the backyard. A day earlier, I had shown up at the house with an egg-sized lump on the side of my head. Lolo had looked up from washing his motorcycle and asked me what had happened, and I told him about my tussle with an older boy who lived down the road. The boy had run off with my friend's soccer ball, I said, in the middle of our game. When I chased after him, the boy picked up a rock. It wasn't fair, I said, my voice choking with aggrievement. He had cheated. Lolo had parted my hair with his fingers and silently examined the wound. "It's not bleeding," he said finally, before returning to his chrome. I thought that had ended the matter. But when Lolo came home from work the next day, he had with him two pairs of boxing gloves. They smelled of new leather, the larger pair black, the smaller pair red, the laces tied together and thrown over his shoulder. He now finished tying the laces on my gloves and stepped back to examine his handiwork. My hands dangled at my sides like bulbs at the end of thin stalks. He shook his head and raised the gloves to cover my face. "There," he said. "Keep your hands up." He adjusted my elbows, then crouched into a stance and started to bob. "You want to keep moving, but always stay low. Don't give them a target. How does that feel?" I nodded, copying his movements as best I could. After a few minutes, he stopped and held his palm up in front of my nose. "Okay," he said. "Let's see your swing." This I could do. I took a step back, wound up, and delivered my best shot. His hand barely wobbled. "Not bad," Lolo said. He nodded to himself, his expression unchanged. "Not bad at all. Ah, but look where your hands are now. What did I tell you? Get them up." I raised my arms, throwing soft jabs at Lolo's palm, and glanced up at him every so often. I realized how familiar his face had become after our 2 years, as familiar as the earth on which we stood. It had taken me less than 6 months to learn Indonesia's language, its customs, and its legends. I had survived chickenpox, measles, and the sting of my teacher's bamboo switches. The children of farmers, servants, and low-level bureaucrats had become my best friends, and together we ran the streets morning and night, hustling odd jobs, catching crickets, battling swift kites with razor-sharp lines. The loser watched his kite soar off with the wind and knew that somewhere other children had formed a long, wobbly train, their heads toward the sky, waiting for their prize to land. With Lolo, I had learned how to eat small green chili peppers raw with dinner, plenty of rice, and away from the dinner table I was introduced to dog meat, tough, snake meat, tougher, and roasted grasshopper, crunchy. Like many Indonesians, Lolo followed a brand of Islam that could make room for the remnants of more ancient, animist, and Hindu faiths. He explained that a man took on the powers of whatever he ate. One day soon, he promised, he would bring home a piece of tiger meat for us to share.